Okay, some interesting halachas tonight. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, Shemoy Simen Tov Kuf, Nun Gimel. We shall be learning the Ramah, top of page 60, and then we're going to be learning two halachas in the Ramah, and then subsequently Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, which is really the main yesoid, or the halachas of Tisha B'Av, the actual Isurim on the day of Tisha B'Av. So, are they on? Yes, we are on. Very good. Okay, so starting with the Rimon, top of page 60. Interesting halacha, noagu sheloy lilmoit be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'eilech. The custom is, says the Rimon, top of page 60, not to learn Torah on the day before Tisha B'Av from midday onwards, from chatzos onwards. So, the half day before Tisha B'Av starts, we do not learn Torah. So says the Rama, that's the minig. Ki'im, only bidvorim amutorim, but Tisha B'Av, only the learned material which is allowed to be learned on actual Tisha B'Av. What is this exactly? That will be seen in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet a little bit later. So the point is that we do not learn the general stuff on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Lochein, therefore, im chal b'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, in other words, if Tisha B'Av falls on, is pushed off to Sunday, if Tisha B'Av, then ein oimrim Pirkei Avos, we do not recite Pirkei Avos from on Shabbos Mincha. Now, by the way, this is the place that it's the only place that we actually learn about. It's actually the only place that it says that we say Pirkei Avos on Shabbos Mincha in the summer. I think that's what it says, perhaps in one other unexpected place. But that's pretty much. Sfardim don't say Pirkei Avos, no? Do you say Pirkei Avos? You do? Oh, okay.
Only from Pesach to Shavuot.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we do as well. Yeah.
No, you do until Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, we carry on until either Chinavshi or Pirkei Avos, yeah.
Isn't there an Indian that you read them fast, Pirkei Avos, on Shabbos Mincha? Almost like it's not.
It's not learning.
Not
very good question. It's very good.
Yeah.
So I suppose. I see. So you're asking two questions really simultaneously. What's the point? And that's question number one. What's the point of not saying it? And the other question is that if we're not really learning it, why is it a problem? Yeah. So the answer is that there is still. Why we say it, it's a good question. But we say it so fast. But the truth is, it's quite easy material and it's still. You know, like you say about Birkas HaTorah in the morning, also you say Birkas HaTorah after, just by saying some things without deep understanding is still considered learning. You know, that's what we say after Birkas HaTorah, we say various psukim, posuk, Torah.
But Baba
Madriki,
not thinking about the Shabbat
Torah, exactly. You just go, yes, it's still called Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is still considered. So whilst there is a discussion if this is also true by Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat, pardon? Yeah, but so with regards to Torah Shebiksav, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that anything that you say Torah Shebiksav is always considered learning, even if you don't understand it, because it's so holy. Torah Shebiksav, you can go through Bereshit Bara Elokim, you have no clue how it really worked. We don't really understand. Who knows what I mean? We don't have a full understanding in it. Nevertheless, it's considered Limud HaTorah. Anything Torah Shebiksav, however you say it, when it comes to it needs a bit of an understanding, but I suppose that Pirkei Avos, it's, you know, young, you know, you have to have good manners. Anybody can understand that. You have good manners, you know, the basics of human society. Pirkei Avos is a lot of it. Is so that's that. Now, okay, so Lemaisa, learning on Erev Tisha B'Av is Rabbah says it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Ches says, hold on a second. Why? He says that, I'm reading the words. The Torah is in Sefkot Ches, the Torah is Amechas Lev, the reason why Torah is also is because it gives a person great joy. Mikol Mokim, now that's called the Einu Medina, it's not really Mein Alocha. Tomote Be'er Tishova Medina Kol HaChemisha Inuyim. Ve'ikrat says that, you know, you're allowed to eat still on Erev Tishova, you're allowed to wear leather shoes still on Erev Tishova, you're allowed to So why learning not? Now, there's many people who have the minik, it's fine. ואפילו נחל בשבת הסכימו כמה אוכלנו לסנאי כמו שקוס ורמו, כמו שייך תלכמי. אומנם, however, יש איזה אחרונים, the all opinions will hold, שפיק פקו מאויד על המנג הזה. Many don't like this minic. And he says, ראשון לכל דרשאל, the marshal was a very early authority, he held, כוס ולאו שלימד מעצמו החצויס, he himself learned after חצויס. He said, it's bad enough not to learn on Tisha B'Av, but on Arab Tisha B'Av, by all means, take a Gemara and learn.
Until
Nacht. Wait, you come to others until Nacht.
Till
Shkia. Yeah, until the night of. Until Shkia, yeah. But after, yeah, that's right. From Chatzos until the Inuim start. Who could be created in the Vilna Gaon? He said it's a very great stringency. You don't have to worry about it. It's overly stretched. וכן המעמדך מעם בספרו המעריך בזה וכל סבדו מייבי הבלי די ביטל תאיר למנוי. So what does it mean? If we say not allowed to learn only the permitted things, what do people actually end up doing? What do they end up doing? They end up learning nothing. They don't learn. The דברים הרואים is hard to learn. Well, if that would be the case, well, good. But the reality says, on the ground, what's the alternative? People don't learn. They waste their time.
He carries on.
Whoever wants to learn Torah should learn Torah. The Chofetz Chaim himself in Radin Yeshiva. The Rama says, don't learn. He says, yeah, but that's a chumrah. If you're going to learn, Pialoch on the side, he says, if you can learn the bad things to which you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, what are the things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? Mert Kalten, the bad psukim in Yemiya, Gittin, all these. If you're okay with that, okay, so learn that. But if you're not going to end up learning, if you're going to just end up wasting your time, if the alternative is wasting time wasting, he says, better learn Torah. And that's what Radin Yeshiva, that's what it did. Am I, sir?
Why can't you learn
as if you can, you should. But many don't. Many find it hard. If you've got a fuyimi commitment, you've got a dishu commitment, you've got a commitment, then if you cancel, a lot of people are going to stand. I want to point out, there is a bialocha. The bialocha, it's the pragmatic understanding of human nature. Once you cancel the regular scheduled learning, often he goes down
the
drain.
Is it the same? Have you still got a mitzvah to learn? Yeah. Do you get a schaffel for mitzvahs in the Torah?
Yeah. By doing dvarim
haroim. What about on Tisha B'Av?
Yeah, sure. There is a machloekes as to whether on Tisha B'Av there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but pashtus there is. So yes, you should learn those, and that's how you fill them in the middle. There's another element as well. Rabbi Yisai, the Ramo makes an assumption. What's the assumption of the Ramo with regards to Shabbos? He goes like from one question to another. Min nagu shel limud be'erev Tisha B'Av, mechatzeis ve'elach kim dvarim motorim b'Tisha B'Av, v'lochein im chal Shabbos, einu im pirkei avos. What's the assumption of the Rama? You could easily distinguish and say what? Good, that's not where I wanted to go, but you're right as well. You're right as well, I want to talk about that. That what? You could distinguish between Taps, of course, that's right, absolutely. You'd say, if Tisha B'Av falls on a Tuesday, then from Monday after Chatzos, you don't learn Torah. All right. But if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos or Sunday, and the fast day only starts on Matzah Shabbos, then you could argue, from Chatzos almost on Shabbos, you could argue that what? You could learn. If it's on midweek, you don't learn from Chatzos onwards. But if it's on Shabbos, you could argue on Shabbos, you could learn. Why would you say so? Of course, no morning on Shabbos. And here the Bialocha goes really to town. He says, come on, if you want to be machmir, so be machmir on a regular weekday. But on Shabbos? On Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch taught us a couple of days ago, you should eat the Shalashutas like who? Like Shlomo HaMelech. He says, come on, if you can eat Shalashutas like Shlomo HaMelech, you could also learn a Blat Gemara normally. And you can learn like a mensch. So therefore, the Ramah, the Bialocha, don't understand why it was. But however, the Ramah, let us know, the Ramah is very makpid, and he says, you know, even Pekirovas you can't say. Even Pekirovas you can't say. Which is, as you said, it's not that great level of Talmud Torah. It's quite a basic standard of Talmud Torah, yet the Ramah asks it.
If Tishba was Nitchet to the Sunday, then the Shabbos day would.
Yeah, no, but we take on the Roif Poiskim, and we're going to learn about that. I mean, it's a different Pashtus. There's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos then. The Chazal established the fast day on Yudah.
You said Perkei Avos on Tisha B'Av, it's not Perkei Avos. It's finished by Shavuos.
Again?
You said Perkei Avos.
When?
On Shabbos,
yes.
Yeah,
so for the Sfardim, you're right. It doesn't apply anyway. But what if you've got a normal share on you've got a normal share on Shabbos afternoon? So many poskim want to distinguish between befaisi and betzina. If you learn at your home, you learn a gemara at home. You take a mishnah bu, you learn a sefer. All right, that do that. But openly, publicly, you shouldn't be learning publicly. Publicly is worse.
What, to not learn?
You should, if you're learning, you should learn in private and not in public.
No, I just said fakir.
Ah, see, that's what he's saying, yeah. Yeah. Lemaise, the poskim can say that is more of a preach to the, you're countering the Divrei HaRamah. You're going against the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, don't learn in public. You know, that's one thing. But if you're learning in private, no, show it.
Which we say in shul together.
Ah, that you
to
could.
Cancel
I see,
that
but this is from the Mepharshim go mamash the other round.
Right.
Okay, Lemaise, Rabbi Sai, when it comes to Shabbos, there's far more mekilim. And there is, how does that, in Shtibel, why does it work? There's a Shalashidus Torah on is there anything going on Shabbos Chazoin? It's like this year, how does it normally work? So Shurim and, yeah. So Lemaisa, there is many Mekilim, many Oisim, the Ikki is not to cause Bittul Torah. Okay, it continues the Ramah with the last five words of the Siman, which is, V'chein lo yital erev Shabbos pe'erev Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't go, now how are we going to translate lo yital? How are we going to translate?
Stroll
around.
Yeah.
In Yiddish, we would say to spazier, to walk around. So you know, like, why not? Why can't you go around? It's enjoyable, right? It's quite a pleasure. Don't go for a little walk around. There's very little things you can do. So now we've learned, you can't. It's really a Tisha B'Av atmosphere. You can't do much, right? So you can't even learn properly. So you might as well go for a walk. No, so you can't go for a walk. One second, but the question is, yeah.
Why can't you go for a walk for exercise?
Good question. I want to go there. I really want to speak about that. What about going for a specific purpose? So, I'm not talking about Shabbos now. Weekday, Erev Tisha B'Av. Can you go? So, just for spazier, for walk, we're learning you can't. What if you're going for a specific purpose? You're going shopping. Are you going for exercise? Would that be permitted?
Is it from Erev Tisha B'Av you're talking?
Yes, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos.
It's not a great time to arrange it.
It's not a great time to arrange things.
Good thing to do.
Pardon?
Good thing to do.
Good preparation.
Erev fast, it's very good.
Erev Yom Kippur, send the dollar, you go for a swim. Who's going to swim?
Yeah. So Lemaisa, I think that the poskim say if it's an enjoyable activity you're doing, then you can't. Lemaisa, that's all part of lo yital. If you're going for a walk, it's also lo yital if it causes you simcha. There's a tanug in it, and that's why you should be mourning.
What about Tisha B'Av itself?
Even more so, although after Chatzos there's certain leniencies. Watch out for that. We're going to get to that later, Mitzchem. After Chatzos there's certain leniencies. We'll get to that, Mitzchem. But Erev Chatzos, you're right, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos has got some stringencies even than Tisha B'Av afternoon. So, for instance, swimming, if it's exercise a person does every day and he needs it physically, nearly medically, all right, perhaps there's room for leniency. But if it goes every 2 months, he goes swimming, he's going to pick Erev Tisha B'Av for that day. No, don't. Rabbi says him in Tovkuf Nun Dalet. Tisha B'Av, Osurim, Also, berechitze v'sichra v'ninas sandal v'tash v'shavita. Here it is, Aboisai. The main isurim of Tisha B'Av. What are you allowed to do? Rechitze, washing, sicha, anointing with oil, neilas sandal, wearing leather shoes, tash v'shavita, marital relations. Additionally, v'also likos b'toyre, you're not allowed to learn Torah Nevi'im. You're not allowed to learn from the Nevi'im. Uksuvim, you're not allowed to learn the Ksuvim. V'lishnois b'mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Mishnayas, b'medrash u'v'gemora. All that is prohibited. B'halochas v'agodos. Mishum shenema, the reason being, pekudei Hashem, the words of Hashem, the instructions of Hashem Yeshorim, they are straight, they are justice, mesam chelev, and they cause great happiness in your heart.
When leather shoes, they make you happy?
No. So leather shoes is because of another reason. Learning Torah is because of pekud Hashem Yeshorim, mesam chelev. The other Yisurim, rechit, sasich, nesasand, lashmishamita, is inuyim, which is compared to Yom Kippur, and there's nothing directly got to do with Simcha. It's because of Hezekiah, that's why it's a different element. We'll get to that when we speak individually about them. Here we're talking about learning. Learning gives you great enjoyment. Now, Tinoika Shel Beis Rabon, with regards to young children, Petelim Boy, they don't learn in it. They don't learn on that day. What are you allowed to learn? Avol Koiru Be Eoiv. You're allowed to learn the Pesukim of Eoiv. Why? Why Eoiv is okay? It's not so, it's like quite sad. Hadvorim Aroim, the bad events in chronology, it should be Yemir, the Psukim of Yemir. It's really, really, really depressing. You go through those Psukim. V'imiyesh b'neim Psukim Nechama, if there is in the middle, there's some Psukim which gives you a bit of hope out of these despairing situations, skip them. Tzorech ledalg mifkola, skip them. So if in the middle you see some Psukim, oh wow, there's going to be a gula, we're going to get redeemed one day, everything will be nice and good, skip those Psukim. Just keep to the depressing parts. Now, perhaps the most unexpected words in the Shulchan Aruch is Tinoikos shel Beis Rabon b'teilim boy. The children do not learn Torah on this day. Why not? Why are children allowed to learn Torah? Simcha for the Rebbe. You're saying it's a great Simcha for the Rebbe to teach. Now, there is a via bialocha that those of us who have been in classrooms before who might have an opinion on this. Says the bialocha, why children are allowed to learn to hear? But tell him, because of Atas, it's the bottom of the page. The Isra Shul Tinoik is Eina Taam Mishum Mishum Smechim. Kids enjoy learning. Who are you trying to fool? They don't enjoy this. So those of us who have got children who have been in the classroom, I think we may be able to appreciate this. They don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy it. It's not a simcha for them. For an adult, we are more mature. We enjoy learning. But kids, no. They don't necessarily enjoy learning. So why is it also, why do children not allowed to learn? The vada eloim simcha, elam shema melamed, is for the teacher, shesameach b'divetoi, he enjoys teaching. Shalem edibayim, ad kan leshoinoi. Right, now we're going to have to ask all the teaching body if that's really the case. And those of us who get wages for the teaching profession, would you do it without that as well because of the great enjoyment you get from it? So he says it's not for the kids' enjoyment, it's because the teachers enjoy teaching Torah. And that's the problem is. So the outcome of that would be what? That if the, what would come out from that? If the children...
It's harsh on the children, this, isn't it? A lot of children do enjoy it.
Yeah, so it's very true that often we feel the opposite. That the children actually genuinely do enjoy learning. There is a thirst for knowledge very often. But the teachers sometimes find it a bit hard and don't necessarily enjoy it. So in a way, sometimes it's the opposite. It could very well be that there's also an element of simcha for the children. Therefore, if they want to learn Torah, would probably be also as well. If they do want to learn without guidance, without teaching, without teachers, without melamdim, it's probably also for them as well. Now, Lemaisa, what is... Okay, so good question. Let's go there now. What is actually included in the Issa? So, the Dvorim Aroim is also So you have to learn, bottom line of page 60, Mishneh Berurah says, in Sefkot and Beis, Dvorim Aroim, you have to learn about the Churban. Te'enu l'sipu Dvorim Meshabalev Atinoek. If it's depressing and it's disheartening, you're allowed to learn it. I do not know. I don't really know what. So there is some gemaras which are really, really definitely in that category. I was wondering. Yeah, so Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Now the halachas of Tisha B'Av. Those of us who enjoy learning halachas. So you, what would you say? You're allowed to learn Hilchas Tisha B'Av?
But I'm not doing it as a Gishmak. I'm doing it so that
the Tzinaikas know what to do. Right. So if it's very clear, you're allowed to learn Hilchas Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to quickly check the halachas of Tisha B'Av. Just going through those halachas.
What, for enjoyment or to know what to do?
Oh, so you're right. If you're checking out what you're allowed to do, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to check. Of course you're allowed to check out. You've got to know what to do. However, if you tend to like, check this halacha up, and you get this checking this emotion, and then the Shlomo Zalman, what did he say and why, and then halacha before that, halacha after that, and then you end up looking at this, open up this sefer and that sefer, and quickly look into that footnote and that. That's also, that's precisely what's also, because that's not really strict guidance, and that is list of elitin be halacha. That's the enjoyment of, you know, the halachic world, which is beautiful. That would mean to, and it's a subtle balance. Because sometimes you want to know the full picture when you pass on something, when you want to know what to do. But lemaisa, if you've got to be careful that you only do what you have to know, and you don't want to delve deeper than just a strict yes or no.
Depends on how you say, whether it's enjoyable or not.
Oh wow! Yes, thank you for that. Lemaisa, I remember, and I'm going to finish off with that. I remember an interesting conversation I had with the Mashkiach of Gateshead Yeshiva, Motchi Yosef Karnofsky. I remember that he said once, Shlitz and Shtag, when I was in Yeshiva, so that goes back a number of years. I remember he said, for him, it's the greatest sign of Avelus is that people ask him, what are we meant to learn? Bochim asked, what are we meant to learn on Tisha B'Av? He says, that itself is a great sign of Avelus, because there's so much to learn there which is really Avelus related. There's so much there which is so sad. There's so much there. So there's Shas, there's so many, there's even like English books, and there's so much there which is so tragic related. So you don't have to look so far. He says, that itself, that people have to ask the whole time, you know, are you allowed to learn this, are you allowed to learn that? He felt that itself is part of the reason to mourn. Rabbi Yisrael, we learned this evening, the Alochas, Erev Tisha B'Av, the Ramah says, you may not learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. Only what you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And he said, that start kicks in from Chatzois. He said, that's even true on Shabbos, says the Ramah. And so much so, that even Pirkei Avos, you're not allowed to recite on Shabbos afternoon. The Mishneh Berurah argues in principle and in practice, and he says that in principle, he said there's certainly many cholkim, and he says if you're not going to end up learning, if you're going to bittle Torah, then it's a strange chumrah. And he says furthermore, if it's on Shabbos, for sure there's reason to be lenient. So it, like this year, Shabbos afternoon, the Mishneh Berurah says certainly learn, and he disagrees with the approach of the Ramah. And we also learned that you're not allowed to go for a walk, for a spazier on Erev Tisha B'Av, if you're enjoying it. With regards to Tisha B'Av, Simon Tov, Kuf, Nun, Dalet, we learn, with those halachas, will be discussed in greater detail later on. With regards to learning, he says, the general learning is also because, children also not allowed to learn, but Tehillim boy. Various tragedy-related subjects are allowed to learn. More on this tomorrow. Mitzvah. Good evening to everybody.